What is going on? Welcome to Not a Podcast. Yes, I renamed the podcast. We're no longer the Matt Graham Podcast. As I promised in the very first episode of the Matt Graham Podcast, the branding was subject to change. And of course, I named it Not a Podcast because my handle on Instagram is not Matt Graham. And that seems to be what people know me by. So I thought it'd be appropriate to rebrand the podcast and name it Not a Podcast. So here we are. Welcome to the first episode of Not a Podcast, or technically the 26th episode of my podcast in general. So it's been a little bit. It's been a bit of a hiatus. I really don't have any excuses for it. It's not like I've been doing anything different. Just being a dad, working, doing my thing, and just not prioritizing the podcast. I've had it on the back burner for quite some time simply because I just didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what to do with this podcast. I didn't know what I wanted it to be. And I probably said this a number of times in the last several episodes, but I've just not known what I wanted to do with it. I was going to have a co-host on here and we were going to have a certain structure, but the co-host couldn't make it happen. So it is what it is. We're back here. And until further notice, it's going to just be me, and I might have guests on. I might have my wife on. I don't know. But I got to get podcast episodes out. And in fact, I made a bet with a friend of mine who is a vlogger. He is struggling to post vlogs consistently. He promised himself that he'd post one a week, and it's been like 3 or 4 weeks and he hasn't posted one. So I said, hey, why don't we do this? We'll make a sort of bet, a little deal situation where I have to post a podcast every week and you got to post a vlog every week. And every time the other person doesn't post their piece of content that they're supposed to make, they have to send the other person $100. So that's the deal we got going. So this is my incentive to do the podcast. And I've honestly just been kind of taking a break from posting content consistently, not for any other reason than just I haven't really had much to say. And, you know, I spent a year and a half, roughly 18 months, posting remarkably consistently. I was 1 to 2 times a day without fail every single day. And doing that, you just kind of run out of things to say. And I get there's sort of the philosophy where like new followers have brought on, so I could kind of go back to the old content and repurpose it. But at the same time, you know, I've done that and it doesn't feel as genuine. It doesn't feel as like when I first started making content 2 years ago. Obviously, I've been making content for a very long time. But when I started making the type of content that I make now on Instagram and TikTok and short form 2 years ago, it felt like I was sort of getting something off my chest, and I felt very passionate about it. And I haven't felt that way in about 6 months ish, give or take. And the reason for that is I feel like I've said everything that I can say. And when there's something that I haven't said that I do want to say, then I will certainly say it. But, you know, we're just going to get back to doing it. Maybe I'll find some inspiration in the process of doing it. That's kind of what I've told myself, is that like, if I just do it more often, then my mind will be on it more often and I'll have more new things to talk about. I've just been kind of stagnant and not really, my mind has been more on my work, being a dad, and just taking care of my own shit. But you know, we got to get back on the content train. So that's what we're doing with this episode here. And so with all that said, let's jump into the sort of subject matter of this episode, which is it is telling the truth to yourself. There's a lot of people who follow me, who I've interacted with both in real life and online, who very clearly lie to themselves about the reality that they live in. You know, I've been told so many times that, hey man, this is the thing that I want to do, and they say that they want to do it and they posture as though they have all these large ambitions, yet they have a litany of excuses as to why they haven't done anything about it yet. It's very similar to me saying, I want to have the number one podcast in the world and then making as many podcasts as I've made in the last 6 months. It doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't take me very long to do these podcasts. You know, it takes me 30 minutes of recording, maybe an hour and a half of post-production, and then posting the episode and sharing it on my socials, which doesn't take that long either. So we're talking just a few hours a week to get a podcast episode up. And for me to sit here and say that podcasting is my number one priority and then not be able to commit a couple hours a week to it is disingenuous, and it's a blatant lie. And what I've learned over the past number of years, maybe the last 10 years or so, is the power of self-awareness and knowing and being objective with yourself, being completely honest with yourself, being able to see who you are from a third person perspective. Like, if you can call yourself out on your own bullshit, then you don't have to worry about anybody else calling you out on your bullshit. Because that's what I see a lot of people being insecure about, including myself at numerous times in my life, because I did tell myself lies. I did try to justify inaction. I did try to justify laziness. I did try to justify vice. And in reality, I was telling myself stories. I was doing mental gymnastics to justify whatever I wanted to justify at that time. Whereas if I had just told myself the truth and been able to step out of my addictions, my vices, my things that I wanted, and been able to look at myself objectively and say, hey, if you were a friend of mine and you were doing these things, I would be able to tell that you're kind of being disingenuous. I could tell that you were kind of being dishonest with yourself and dishonest with others. And this is probably actually the truth based off your actions. And the same way that you do that for someone else, you have to learn how to do that with yourself. And it might take a lot of repetitions. It might take a lot of effort in order to be able to do that. And it does. It certainly does. And it did for me. You have to have the pattern recognition with yourself in order to build this skill set, in order to build this way of thinking. So I have a couple examples that I wanted to talk about today that sort of help me cultivate this mindset with myself. The first being, when I was broke in 2018, 2019, and 2020, those 3 years when I had nothing going for me, especially 2018 and 2019, like, I barely even had a part-time job. I was Ubering in my free time. And I told myself and I told others that I was trying a lot harder than I was in reality. You know, I told people that I was looking for jobs. I told people that I was applying to everything that I could apply to. I told people that I was Ubering as hard and as diligently and as strategically as I possibly could. But none of it was true. The reality is I was only applying to the jobs that I thought that I deserved. And I didn't deserve shit because I couldn't come to terms with the fact that nobody cared who I was. So for a little bit of context, when I was fresh out of high school, I started working at a boxing franchise called Title Boxing Club. Now, this was a very good opportunity for me because it was a growing small business that didn't have the skill set that I possessed. There was a very obvious gap in the sort of business for the type of skill set that I possessed, which was social media marketing, videography, photography, at a level that was like professional. And they were posting social media and they were doing it consistently, but it was on an iPhone. It was like somebody's side job that was working there at the front desk. Like, they were just doing it on the side. It wasn't like a real thing. And so I came in and I made it a real thing. I started taking professional photos for the business. I started making professional videos. I started making advertisements that ended up getting used nationwide and for marketing campaigns. And I built myself a nice little career in Boston. I worked for 4 different locations. I did some work for the corporate office and I felt really good about myself. I felt like I deserved a good opportunity because of the work that I had done in those few years. But when I moved to Florida, I applied for similar jobs and I didn't get them ever. And it took me 4 years to get a job that I thought that at the time I thought I deserved. And so I applied to a bunch of jobs that I thought I deserved. I didn't get them, obviously. And somebody who's self-aware and somebody who's honest with themselves can look at that and say, okay, maybe you don't deserve these jobs. Like, maybe you're not as good as you think you are. So instead of having that mindset and subsequently applying for jobs that may not be beneath me like I previously thought. You know, if I was truly desperate for a job, I'd be applying to every job that I could get. And I mean every job, you know, like, and this is sort of the difference between manhood and boyhood to a certain degree, where, you know, I was still very much in that boy mindset, whereas a man who prioritizes providing for his family will do whatever it takes. Like now, if I lost everything, if I lost my audience, if I lost my job, if I lost my business, everything, if it all came crashing down, I'd go back to square one. I'd completely start over. I'd wash dishes, wait tables. I'd do whatever I need to do. And I just didn't have that mindset at the time. And I pretended like I had that mindset. I told people that I had that mindset, that I was willing to do whatever it takes. Well, if you were willing to do whatever it takes, you'd be applying at the entry level jobs, not the middle management, social media, marketing director type jobs. I was delusional, and it obviously didn't produce any results. And it wasn't until maybe 2021, 2022, where I actually landed one of those types of jobs, and you know, the rest is history. But the other side to that was like the Ubering side. So I mentioned earlier that I was telling people that I was Ubering diligently and I was out there as much as I could be. Not true. Not true at all. When I first moved to Florida, I lived in Kissimmee, which is, if you know, like smack dab next to Disney World and smack dab next to Universal Studios. So there's all kinds of tourism happening. And if you're an Uber driver, it's like one of the more lucrative places to be an Uber driver. Yet I couldn't bring any money home. Well, that wasn't because I had some bad luck. That was because I would sit in a parking lot that I knew wasn't going to get me rides because I didn't want to do it. I went out, so everybody thought that I was Ubering, and I'd sit in a parking lot waiting for a ride instead of driving around to the locations where the people would be. It was just, I feel very bad saying that now. Like I feel embarrassed to say that now, because I would never do that now. I would be hustling my ass off. And like part of me, it's funny, like I talk about these different points in my life where I didn't put in the effort, but if I did, like things could have been so much better. So like when I was Ubering, I'd kill it as an Uber driver now. Like you would have the best experience with me as an Uber driver, because I understand what true effort is now, and I understand like how to provide a high quality experience and everything, but that's completely beside the point. And I also think about like when I was working at Title Boxing Club, like the things that I know now and the things that I know about work ethic now and adding value now, like it's way different than what I knew when I was 18, 19, when I was actually doing that job, but that's to be expected because it's been 10 years since then. But in any event, the other example that I wanted to talk about today. So let's put a little bow on that first point first, which is I was being dishonest with myself about what real effort was. And I was being dishonest about with myself and everyone else as to how desperate I actually was and how much I was actually willing to do. It was not coincidentally the most insecure I've ever been in my life, and the most anxious I've ever been in my life, and the most stressed I've ever been in my life. That's not a coincidence. Those things are linked. Like if you live a life where you're completely lying to yourself and everyone else about what you're doing to get where you need to go, and the fact that you're so far away from where you think you should be, those things are intrinsically linked, and it's not at all a coincidence that once I started putting real effort in and being honest about the effort I was putting in, that things started to get better for me. Now, the other thing, this one's a little less detrimental to my personal success, but it's relevant nonetheless. So around that same time, 2017, 18, 19, 20, like that 5-year period, 4-year, 3-year period, whatever, I had a really bad habit of being the I'm going to guy. I'm going to start this diet. I'm going to start this new program. I'm going to start this new business. And during that time, let me list off a handful of things that I started. There are many times I did 75. I started 75 hard, never did it. I started an apparel company called Revo Clothing. That lasted 2 weeks. I started a business where it was another apparel business, but it was me cartoonizing people's pets and putting it on t-shirts to sell. That lasted 5 minutes. There were many different like YouTube channels that I started or ideas for shows that I said that I was going to do. Never did it. I can't count the amount of workout programs that I said I was going to start and never did. I'm sure my wife could name a dozen more things that I said I was going to do and never did. I said that I was going to, at one point, I was going to launch the first, I was going to, this is going to sound totally ridiculous, but I'll make it make sense in a second. I was going to launch a rocket carrying Orbit gum and send it into orbit. And I was going to make Orbit pay for it. Genius idea. It's called Orbit to Orbit. That was the idea. But I actually started doing it. Like I actually started learning about rocketry. That wasn't the first idea. I just got into rockets and into like model rocketry and launched a few rockets and started learning robotics and electronics. And that stuff actually does still genuinely interest me. But that was kind of that sort of became the North Star. Like I was going to put Orbit gum in a rocket and then put it into orbit. And I can say that I put Orbit into orbit. So, I was naive to the fact that putting things into orbit is way different than putting them into space. So for those that don't know, if you want to put something into space, you just have to get it to a certain altitude. So meaning you can go straight up with a rocket and make it go into space. But in order to put something into orbit, it has to reach a certain speed, a certain velocity. So it not only has to go up, but it has to go in the direction of the rotation of the Earth at faster than the rotation of the Earth so that it maintains. So once it gets into outer space, it's going fast enough that it can rotate around the Earth faster than the Earth rotates. So totally different thing to do, would have costed millions of dollars to make happen. But a man can dream, can he? So I had all these ideas. I had all these things that I was going to do. And I've started 24 businesses and 2,000 workout programs and never did any of them. And then eventually I came to the realization like, hey, bro, like you need to stop saying that you're going to do stuff. Like you should just stop talking about it. Because it got to a point where if I said I was going to do something, my wife, girlfriend at the time, would just like roll her eyes at me like, okay, yeah, just like the rocket thing, just like the shirt business, just like the that YouTube channel you were going to start, just like all those other things, right? She never said any of those things, but it's implied sort of with the body language. And eventually I had to have that sort of that sit down with myself and say, hey bro, like you do this a lot. Like you do this a lot. You say you're going to do stuff and then you never follow through with it. So like maybe let's just stop saying we're going to do stuff. And that's not to say that at this point I still set out to do things and don't do them, right? There are still business endeavors or content endeavors that I start and don't follow through on or realize it's not going to work for whatever reason. And I don't tell anybody about it. That's the difference. Like I don't even tell my wife about it. And it's not to hide anything. It's just like, let's see if this becomes a real thing before I start advertising what I'm going to do. So, you know, there have been times where let's say I'm going to switch to full body workouts. I don't say in my head, this is sort of the difference in the mental conversation now with me. I don't say in my head, I'm going to do full body workouts from now on. I say, let me try these full body workouts and see how I feel. Right. Or if I'm going to think about starting a new business endeavor, or I'm going to make clothing or something, I'm going to say, let me design some things, see how I like it, order some samples, and then we'll see how I feel. That's it. And then if it takes a step further, I say, let me see what the demand would be for this type of thing. Let me share it with a few friends. And then if they like it, then maybe we'll go forward with it. So that's kind of the process now. And that does a couple things, right? It allows you to still have that experimental sort of mindset where you try things and you do things, but you're not as like, this is what I'm doing and I'm going to die on this sword. I'm going to die on this hill. And then, because if you don't do it, then you look like a fool. And like, yeah, maybe you don't care so much about sounding like the boy who cried wolf. But at the same time, like, your word is your bond. And if you constantly advertise what you're going to do and then you never follow through on it, then people are just going to stop believing you. People are not going to take you seriously. Every single time you set out to do something, you advertise it, people are not, they're going to be like, okay, bro, whatever. Like, you've said that a million times. And more importantly, people aren't going to help you with it, right? If you are the guy who says, I'm going to start a business, it's going to be XYZ and it's going to be awesome, you should help me. But you're the guy who doesn't follow through on any of the projects that you do, nobody's going to help you. Whereas if every time you do advertise it for people or do advertise it to people, you're the guy that does follow through on it, there's going to be a line of people to help you because they're going to look at the other things you said you were going to do and be like, well, you said you were going to do that and it turned into that. You said you were going to do that and it turned into that. Whereas, like I said, if you're the other guy, they're going to be like, you said you were going to do that and it didn't turn into anything. So why would I waste my time on this? And that's not to say you can't try things. Like I said before, you can have that experimental mindset. You can say, okay, I'm going to dip my foot in this pool and see what the temperature is. I'm going to see how much I like it. I'm going to see how much I stick to it. We're going to see how far I can take it, but I'm not going to tell anyone. And then you kind of go down the road and you see, okay, I like it. Maybe I don't. Or you fall in love with it and you're like, oh, this is awesome. I got to tell people about this. I'm going to go all the way with, this is what I'm going to do. And like, you can tell the difference. So putting a bow on this entire conversation, have the self-awareness to be honest with yourself. Understand when you're making excuses. Understand when you're really putting in the effort, when you tell everybody you are and when you're not putting in the effort and when you're pretending to put in the effort. When you say you're going to do things, but you're really not going to, and just be honest with yourself. That's the whole point of this conversation. And too many of you, including myself at a point in time, as I've described here, just bullshit yourself. Just completely lie to yourself and completely lie to others because you want to maintain a certain image. Because you want to, it might not even be about maintaining an image, because sometimes you can really convince yourself that you're trying. Your idea of trying is just wrong, right? Like, in 2018, 2019, and I don't want to talk about this for too long, but I genuinely thought I was trying. Like, I convinced myself that I was because I applied to a few jobs. But you have to sit down and have that conversation with yourself. It's like, okay, if you really, really wanted this, what would you actually do? If you were really, really, really desperate, what would you actually do? If you had a gun to your head and somebody said, you have to get a job, what would you do? You'd apply to every job. If somebody had a gun to your head and said, you have to provide for your family, you wouldn't stop until you did. You'd be Ubering everywhere all night, all day. And that's what real desperation looks like. Just be able to zoom out and have the conversation with yourself. So let me offer you a little exercise, so to speak. Just sit yourself down and have a conversation with yourself and maybe pull out a piece of paper and say to yourself, okay, where am I bullshitting myself? Where am I bullshitting others? You know? Am I bullshitting people in my effort? Am I bullshitting people in my ambition? Am I bullshitting people on my my level of desperation? How bad I actually want it? Just where am I bullshitting people? Am I bullshitting people on the things that I've achieved? Am I trying to posture that I've done more in my life than I actually have? Where am I being dishonest, either to others or to myself? And have the brutal conversation with yourself. It's not a fun exercise. It's not a fun thing to do. Facing the truth always sucks. But if you just make a habit of doing it, it sucks less. Like now, if I have bullshit and I'm lying to myself or I'm lying to others, it's so much easier for me to have that conversation now than if I'm deep in the bullshit like I was in 2018, 2019. If I'm that deep in the bullshit, that conversation with myself sucks. Like it really sucks. But now I have that conversation multiple times a day. Like today, you know, I didn't feel like working out. So I started to do the thing where I'm like, okay, maybe I'm tired and maybe like I need to do, cause I'm on 75 hard. And I say to myself, maybe I need to do like a double walk, meaning like two rucks instead of like a ruck and an actual weightlifting workout. And like, that's bullshit. It's bullshit. I've not done anything differently. I'm not extra tired. I'm just extra full of shit. And so now, because I've built that radar for my own bullshit, I can sniff it out so much quicker, to where now, as soon as I say something that I'm bullshitting myself, I'm like, full of shit. Liar. And it doesn't go away, by the way. You still do it. You still bullshit yourself all the time. It's just, how good are you at sniffing it out, and how good are you at adjusting quickly and going to do the thing that you should do? So sit yourself down, have the conversation, write it out. Where am I bullshitting myself? Where am I bullshitting others? And be willing to be honest about the answer. And I think that you are going to be very happy with the result if you act on it. If you need help acting on it, I have a free tool that you can download. This is not an ad, but this is a good place to plug it. If you go to notmattgraham.com/action, it's a free tool, 100% free tool. I don't make anything off it. I don't save your information or anything. It's just a free tool that I made with my friends over at ClickUp. Again, totally free. If you hate it, don't use it. notmattgraham.com/action. It's a tool that helps you take your big goals and convert those into daily action steps that you can use on a daily basis and keep yourself accountable to those action steps. And inside of it is also a journal section where you can do exactly what I'm talking about right here. You can write it out. Where am I bullshitting myself? And that's a good place to keep it. So notmattgraham.com/action. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm very glad we're doing this again. It's almost therapeutic. Anyway, that's the episode. So maybe I'll get better at closings, in later episodes, but in the meantime, be sure to follow, be sure to subscribe, like, share all of the stuff, and be sure to visit notmattgraham.com/action and also notmattgraham.com to, become a member and do all the other stuff. So, love, peace, and chicken grease. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.